The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Yevamot. Masechet Yevamot has been dedicated and sponsored by our dear friend Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife in honor of his family and Hatzlacha Varvaha Mechol Maaseh Yadav. May be Zocheh to raise his children in the ways of the Torah. They should give him much nahat. He should have many more children with health and happiness. Chen v'chesed b'enei Hashem u'b'nei Adam. And he should have beracha b'kol mikol kol. Him and his entire family. Amen. Just a note of interest. As we study Masechet Yevamot, many of the cases need diagrams. We have chosen the Sefer Siyurim l'Masechet Yevamot as our book for the diagrams, written by Aharon Shlomo Berabi Baruch Moshe Hafner, available in the bookstore. So when we refer to pages, we are using that sefer. Daf Lamed Zayin. Today's daf is being studied. La'ilu Nishmat Abraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenichenu Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. La'ilu Nishmat Hayim Ben Victoria. Ruach Hashem Tenichenu Began Eden. Amen. Begin today's daf 11 lines down from the top of the Amud Itmar. We have a statement. Kidusha betoch shelosha. Let's say a fellow made kiddushin to a lady within 3 months. Normally we said one is not allowed to get married, to make a nisuin within 3 months after a lady, let's say, became a divorcee or became a widow, in order to discern between the two different seeds, in order that you'll know the child that's born from who the child is. Is it from the first husband or from the second husband? So the 3 month grace period will give you a clear understanding that if she's indeed pregnant, so we'll know that the child is from the first husband. But let's say we're talking about a case where he didn't wait, he made kiddushin. Now again, the rabbis were against it. So itmar kidsha betoch shelosha ubarah, and then the fellow ran away, which means he didn't consummate it. He just made a kiddushin. He didn't make a nisuin. Veligi barav aha v'rafram. So we have a machlok between avraha and rafram. Had amar mishametina ne. One says the person is put in herim, which means he is excommunicated, and we force him to give a get. I mean, we punish him because he went against the rabbinical enactment. V'had amar eruke mistaye hava. The fact that he ran away is a proof that he's not interested in consummating it yet. That's why he ran away. He doesn't want to make a nisuin. So therefore, you don't have to punish him. You keep married. The whole problem is we don't want him to get married within 3 months. But if he made a kiddushin and ran away, so therefore his fleeing is a help to him. In that we see his intention. As she says, Dibura Mathil Kidsha betoch shelosha, shum almana o gerusha, eruke mistaye, lo ba'el mikhfiye de lichtov get. You don't have to force him to write a get. The gali da'te de lo ba'el lichnos almano. The fact that he ran away, he's giving us an indication that what? He doesn't want to get married until the proper time, because that we have a big machloker over here. Ovda. There was a story that happened like this, that somebody made a kiddushin within 3 months and then he ran away. His fleeing helps him in this case, in the sense that we see his intention is not to get married within 3 months, and therefore we let him stay married and we do not force him to give a divorce. Comes the Gemara and continues with a quote from the Mishnah. Safek ben Tesha. The last case of the Mishnah was if a person got married or made a yibum on a lady within, let's say, 2 months of her becoming a widow. So now the boy, a child was born 9 months later or 7 months later. So now we don't know if the child is from the first husband and a 9 month baby, or the child is from the second husband and there's a 7 month baby. So the Gemara says, while the child is kasher, because no matter which husband he came from, if he came from the first husband, so the marriage was a legal marriage. If he came from the second guy, so that's called Yibum.
That means it wasn't the first maid, so the second marriage was considered a yibum. Therefore, the child is kasher mimanavshach. However, we said that the fellow has to bring a korban asham, asham talui. Why? Was on the side that really this child belonged to the first husband, so he transgressed any suit over here. He went with eshet ach. So there, but it's pending. We don't know if he did that or not. So therefore, it's not for sure he did a sin. Therefore, he has to bring what's called an asham talui. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar de Rabba Rav Nachman, Rav Atas Rav Nachman, Lema halach ahar Rav Nashim. Why don't we go after the majority of ladies? Verov Nashim Tishah Yeldan, and the majority of ladies give birth after 9 months. And therefore, we should say that since Rav Nashim go after 9 months, we have to assume it's the first husbands. And therefore, he should bring a Korban Hatat. Why do you tell me to bring an Asham Talui, a pending Asham, which is only brought for a Sefek Avira? Let's assume that's considered a Vaday Avira. And therefore, let him bring a Korban Hatat. Amar le, so we answer him back. Neshe Didan Neshevah Yaldan. Our ladies give birth at 7 months. Amar le, so he tells him, Ravatas of Nachman, Neshedidhu Havuruba de Alma. What do I care? Because your ladies, in your time, because they give birth at 7 months, they're Rov? Doesn't make them the Rov. Bottom line, Rov gives birth at 9. Amale Hakikamina, this is what I meant to say. Rov Nafshim Yaldal Litisha Umiut Lishiva. I meant to say that you're right. Majority of ladies give birth after 9 months, and the minority after 7. V'chol ha'yoldot l'tish'ah, but any lady that gives birth after 9 months, uvra nikar l'shlish yameha, already after a third of her term, meaning after 3 months already, the ubar is nikar, meaning she's showing. V'zu il velo ukar uvra l'shlish yameha. And this lady over here, since after 3 months she wasn't showing, itra lel ruba. So therefore, the rov becomes weakened now. She's we're talking about a guy that, let's say, got married, made yibum after 2 months. The third month came now, she still wasn't showing. So therefore, rov ladies that give birth after 9, normally they start showing after the third month. Since she didn't start showing after the third month, so now there's an indication that what? That this 9 months is not a 9 month baby. So the rov of Tesha becomes weakened by the fact that she didn't show after 3. So therefore, you have a mi'ut of 7, and now your rov of Tesha is weakened because the fact that she didn't start showing after 3 months. So the Gemara says, if you tell me that all women that give birth after 9, they start showing after 3. So then for sure, if you're telling me that all ladies that give birth after 9 start showing at 3, and this lady didn't show after 3, we should say automatically it's a 7 month baby from the second. What's what, why is it a sefek? So say like this. The majority of ladies that give birth after 9 months start showing after 3. This lady over here, since she didn't start showing after 3 months, so the rov now becomes weakened, and then it becomes a safek. So basically the Gemara was saying like this. Why don't you go after rov? Rov, children are born after 9 months. Gemara says, rov 9 months, but mi'ut is 7 months. So who cares about the mi'ut? Just go after the rov. Well, there's another factor. Rov ladies that give birth in 9 months will show after 3 months. And it was since this lady did not even show after 3 months, so therefore the rov already is, there's a question on the rov. I mean, it's not a strong rov anymore, it's a weak rov. Because already you don't have a showing after 3 months. So therefore, we have a case over here, we have a sefek. We don't know if it's the first or second, so therefore, husband or second husband. So therefore we say bring in asham tadoy. Now, the understanding over here in this Gemara is that the fellow got married within, let's say, 2 months. The second fellow got married within 2 months. And when the third month came around, so she wasn't showing. And therefore, we have a legitimate sefek if it's a 9 month or a 7 month. So there's an interesting Rav Akiva Egg over here. Rav Akiva Egg asks the question. He says like this. What would you say when it comes to a 7 month baby? when does a lady start showing in a 7th month baby? So he says, based on this Gemara, it says l'shalish. It's going to be a third. So therefore, a third would be 2 months and 10 days. That would be the time that a 7 month baby would start to show. So he says like this. You can have a case like this, that even let's say it was hukar ubra within 3 months, still I have a sefik, whether it's from the first or the second, even if it was hukar within 3 months. How? So he says a case where let's say the first guy died, the husband, and the second guy came along and made yibum after 20 days. So after 20 days, so now 2 months and 10 days later, she starts to show. So now already you don't know, is it from the first husband, which is 3 months, or is it from the Yavam, which is 2 months and 10 days into it, and it's a 7th month. So Rekiv Eger says, he doesn't know why the Gemara didn't say such a case as well, which means even if it's hukra within 3, still you could have the same safek. You don't have to say that it wasn't hukar. Even if it was hukar within 3, you have the same safek. In the case where he married 20 days after. So he leaves it in Sarik Ayun. The Aruch Laner comes along and says, no, the whole question is not a question. Because the shlish rule is a 3 month rule. Doesn't matter when the child was born. Whether it's a 9 month, you start showing after 3, or whether it's a 7 month, you start showing after 3 as well. He doesn't go into Rekiv Eger's premise that it's a third of the term. He says, no, it's a shlish. It's 3 months in all cases. Therefore, the Gemara can only bring that case over there where the lady didn't show after 3 months, so therefore it weakens the 9 month situation, and therefore allows us to choshesh to the mi'ud that maybe it is a 7th month baby. Comes the Gemara and continues. Tanu Rabbanan. Now, we said that the child that's born from such a marriage, the baby is kasher. The child is kasher because leman afshach, if it comes from the first marriage, the guy was married legitimately, the child is fine. Right. If it's from the second one, it's called the yibum. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, Tanaran Rishon, Ra'uli Yot Kohen Gadol. Which means the first child can even be Kohen Gadol. If they're Kohanim over here, which means it's 100% legitimate. Vesheni Mamzer Mesafek. But let's say the fellow stays married and has now another child. Now the second child over here is questionable. He's a Mamzer Mesafek. Why? Because on the side that the baby was the first husband, so therefore this guy now is going with Eshet Ah. Right. And therefore, the second child that's going to be born over here is going to be a Mamzer Misafek. Okay? Now, Rashi says, Vashini, in kaima ad shialda lo ben vadai Mamzer Misafek. So for sure, this child is a Mamzer Misafek. Shema Rishon Ben Hamit, maybe the first child belongs to the first husband. Ve'hava ve'kayale ve'karet. So now this fellow over here is involved in a karet. Yeshadah ve'shtekach ha'yisheni v'lad ha'ybekiritut. So now he's a product of a ha'ybekiritut, and therefore u'mamzer. That's the Tanakama's opinion. That's a mamzer misafek. So comes the Gemara and says, comes the Gemara and says, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, en Mamzer Misafek. He says, no such thing. There's no such thing as Mamzer Misafek. Well, what does that mean, there's no such thing as Mamzer? This guy's Mamzer Misafek. How can he say there's no such thing as Mamzer Misafek? So the Gemara says, Maika Amar. What does it mean? Ben Yaakov saying, Amar Abaye, Hachi Kaamar, Rishon Na'uliyot Kohen Gadol. Tanakama's opinion. The first child can be a Kohen Gadol. Vishini Safek Mamzer Ve'asur B'Mamzeret. Tanakama's going to hold that the first one is a Safek Mamzer, but what? Safek not Mamzer. And therefore it's going to be Asur to go with a Mamzeret. For that matter, it's going to be Asur to go with a regular Yisrael as well. Because bottom line, he's maybe a Mamzer, maybe he's not a Mamzer. So Tanakama says, Asur B'Mamzeret on the side that what he's a Kasher. Now, on the side that he's a Mamzer, he cannot go with a Kasher as well. However, Rabbi Eliezer, Ben Yaakov Omer, Eno Safek Mamzer.
Ela vaday mamzer. This case, the way we consider him is, there's no such thing as safek mamzer. Meaning, the safek mamzer is considered a vaday mamzer. And therefore, umutar be mamzer. That was his point. Which means, once a guy already has safek mamzerut, the Torah was matir such a guy to marry a mamzeret. So therefore, it comes out according to this version, the Ezer is being mekel. He's allowing at least the child of it to marry mamzeret, to get married. Where Tanit Kava saying, he's safek. Safek, nothing doing. You can't marry anybody. So that's the first version according to Abaye. Now let's go to Rava's way of understanding it. Rava Amar, Rava says, no, different interpretation, totally opposite. Haki Kamar, Rishon Laudiyot Kohen Gadol. Everybody agrees on that. The first child is allowed to be a Kohen Gadol. Vesheni Mamzer Vadai Misafek Umutar Bimamzeret. According to Rava, Hachamim hold that it's a Mamzer Misafek, which is Vadai, which is like a deen of Mamzer Vadai, that's Mutar Bimamzeret. Verebi Eliyahez, Min Yaakov Omer, and Vadai Mamzer Misafek. Ela Safek Mamzer. Which means a safek mamzer doesn't have a din of a vadai. He has a din of a safek. Ve'asur be'mamzer. It switched around totally. And therefore, according to this opinion of Rava, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is the mahmir, and he's saying in a kramish he's asur even with a mamzer. So basically, that's the machloket. Just to crystallize it, machloket abayin Rava, how to understand Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. And what's the machloket? According to Abaye, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is being mekel. He tell you this guy over here, this kid, he's safek mamzer. Safek mamzer mutar be mamzer. Whereas Rava is coming along to say, no, this kid safek mamzer. Safek mamzer. There's no such thing as safek mamzer. Meaning, a safek is like a safek is a safek, and therefore, what does it mean safek? He cannot even marry a mamzer. So that's the machloket. So comes Gemara and says, what's their argument? Abayin Rabbah's argument is actually based on the opinion of how to learn Rabbi Elazar. Ditnan, we have a Mishnah. Mishnah is in Kiddushin. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Vada'an Mevada'an Mutar, which means people that are Vada'i, which means they're not Sefek, meaning a regular Kohen or a Levi or Yisrael. In a case like that, where they're vadai good or vadai bad, for that matter, mamzer mamash, so vadai bevadan mutar, vadaan besafek, vesefekan bevadaan, vesefekan besefekan asur. However, once you have already a combination of a vadai and a safek, so those type of marriages are asur. A vadai to a safek to a vadai. Safek to Safek, all those cases are Asur. Why? What's the logic? Look at Rashi. Vada'an b'sfekan Asur, Shemme ha-Safek Kasheru. Because maybe the Safek is really Kasher. So how can the Safek now marry a Vada'i? V'nimsa ba Mamzer b'kahal. Correct, which means now already, when you bring a Mamzer into the Kahal. V'chen, because why? Because... Right? Because now the guy really is kasher. And he's going with a vadai. So now what do you bring? You bring a mamzer into the gal. Vechen safek mamzer besafek mamzeret. Also going to be a problem. Why? Deshem ze pasu veze kasher. Exactly. Maybe the one guy is really kasher and one guy is pasu that ends up marrying a mamzeret. And therefore you have a problem as well. So therefore he's oser all safekot with Vada'in. That's the opinion of Rabbi Razad. Now the Gemara explains. Ve'eluhin sefekan. The following people are considered sefekot. Shetuke. What is a shetuke? Shetuke is a child that we do not know who the father is. Now she says, Shekore abi ve'imo mishateko.
Silence.
Shetuke. I mean, the mother keeps on silencing the child. Because the kid doesn't know his father, so he calls daddy, and the mother says, "Keep quiet. That's not your father." She said, "Okay, quiet, sir. You don't know who the real father is." So therefore, this kid over his sefik could be his mamzer, because maybe the mother went, maybe she was married, maybe she went with somebody else. Ishtish. So therefore, we don't know what the status of this kid is. Or asufe is a kid that they found in the street. They found him in the marketplace. You don't know where he's from. You don't know who his parents are. We don't know if he's a mamzer or not. He's also a sefik. Vekuti, okay, the kutim are the girim.
And also the Kutim has Safek Mamzerut, because as she says, En Makpid Al Kiddushe Kesef Eshtar. In the Kuti world, they were not careful, they didn't hold of Kiddushin, of Kesef, and Kiddushin of Shtar. And therefore, if somebody would make Kiddushin with Kesef, they would say it's nothing. And therefore, they would not demand a divorce from such a lady. They would say that if you receive Kiddushin from a Kesef or a Shtar, it's nothing. Therefore, she would get married to somebody else, and really say, Eshet Ish. And therefore, the children that come out are Mamzerim. So therefore, a lot of the Kutim were really Mamzerim, because the Kiddushin, they didn't hold by Kesef and Shtar, and Kishtar, Kesef and Shtar. Kiddushin, Kesef, and Kiddushin, Shtar. So therefore, they're also Sefik. So bottom line, all these people are Sefikot. And therefore, if they marry each other, Asur. Why? Let's just speak it out. Because let's say this Kuti, okay? We don't know if he's a Mamzer or not. Maybe he's Kasher. We're not sure he's a Mamzer. Let's say he marries a Shituki. We don't know what a Shituki is. We don't know his father. Maybe the marriage was a normal marriage. And therefore, could be he's Kasher. Or could be one of them is Pasul, one of them is Kasher. So end up one of them is marrying now a Mamzer. Or Mamzeret. Now you're going to bring Mamzerim to the Kahal. So therefore that's why Rabbi Azaz says, Sefekot to each other are going to be Asur. Even a Safek to a Vadai is also going to be Asur. On the side of the Safek is Asur, and therefore, or the Safek is Kasher, and he's going to marry a Vadai, so therefore we have a problem. Okay. Now, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda came along in this case and said like this, Amar Rav, Halakha Kerabi El-Azhar. Oh, Rav came along and said, Halakha Fazal Bi-Azhar, we go with this. Meaning a Safek cannot marry a Safek cannot marry a Vadai, etc. Ki amirta kamed Shmuel. However, he says, when I said this over in front of Shmuel, this is Rabbi Yehuda saying this. Because when I said this halakha over in front of Shmuel, Amar li, he told me, Hillel shana asara yuhasin alu mibabel. Hillel taught in the Mishnah that there were 10 different types of people that came from Babel. And what are these 10 types of people? Kahane, it's the Kohanim, Leviye, V'Yisraele, Halale. Halale are those people that were born from, let's say, Isur to Keuna. For example, a Kohen married a divorcee. Okay, that causes Halalim. So they came up also. Gire would be converts. Harure, that would be an Eved Kenani that is Mishuhra, that was free, that has a status like a convert. Mamzere is Mamzerim came up. Netine are the Giv'onim, from the Giv'onim, that Yehoshua ben Nun in his time cursed them, and he made them wood choppers and water carriers, and therefore they have a status also of converts. Shetuke, we learned, those are the children, you don't know who their fathers are. Safek Mamzer. Asufeh is a child that was gathered from the marketplace. Also, you don't know his lineage. He's a Safek Mamzer. So those are the 10 different types of people, Hillel said, that came from Babel. Vechulan mutarim labo zebaze. Oh, Hillel said all of them are permissible to go zebaze. They're all allowed to go with each other. Now, what does this mean? So that she explains. Vechulan mutarim labo zebaze. Now, abart bishlama, if you're going to tell me sifekan bivada'an mutar, that a safek can go with a vadai, a safek isur can go with a vadai isur, vekotcheken sifekan bisfekan, right? If a safek can go with a vadai pasul, certainly a safek can go with a safek. The vadai is worse. You're letting a safek go with a vadai asur, so certainly a safek go with a safek. Hainu demashkak lekulam mutarot zebaze. So then Hillel's statement makes sense. Everybody's mutazim is a how? Kohanim Levim v'Yisraelim. When it comes to the first three, the Kohanim Levim v'Yisraelim, mutarim zebaze. They can marry each other. Kohanim to Levim, Levim to Yisraelim. Leviye v'Yisraele halale gire v'harure avadim v'shukmarim mutarim zebaze. As well as Levi, a Yisrael, halal, gireim, shukmure avadim also can marry each other. Kohanim cannot marry that group because Kohanim are not allowed to marry, let's say, Avadim, Mishuchradim, and things like that. But the other groups, from Leviim on, they can marry each other as well. Continue. Gireh v'harureh mamzereh v'netineh shetukeh v'asufeh. And all those groups of, let's say, Gerim, Avadim, Mishuchradim, Mamzerim, Netinim, Shetukim, Asufin, Mutarim, Zebazeh. they'll be permissible zeh bazeh as well, because it's v'chulam. Every one of these people are mutar zeh bazeh. Now the only way you can explain this is if you're going to say mutarim zeh bazeh is if you hear sefekan besefekan is mutar. Because give me a case how you can say that the shetuke can marry a sufe. That's a sefek besefek. Ela, you have to tell me what that Hillel must be holding, that sefekan is mutar. Or let's say a shetuke to a mamzer. That's a sefek to a vadai. And Hillel's statement was v'chulan. In all these cases over here, you have mutarim zelazeh. And the way the Mishnah set it up is that the Shetukim and the Asufim and all these people are mutar zeh bazeh. And the Gemara is even saying that a ger can marry a mamzer. That's a side question that she has. How can a ger marry a mamzer? A ger is a regular Jew. Doesn't it say mamzer cannot come into the kahal? So she tells us, kahal gerim lasheme kahal. When it comes to gerim, they're not considered kahal Hashem. And therefore, mamzer can marry a ger. Okay, but what do you see from over here? Hillel clearly holds against Rabbi Elazar. Hillel holds that what? In a chana may be mutar for these people to marry each other. So he comes along, Shemuel, and says, Kulam mutarim laboz ve'at amart alakha k'Rabbi Elazar? How did you say alakha k'Rabbi Elazar? Meaning you, Rabbi Yehuda, you quoted Rav. And Rav said alakha follows Rabbi Elazar that says what? Sefekan asurim. A shituke cannot marry a asufe. So Yehuda told us to Shemuel. She was, what are you talking about? Hillel clearly said that every one of these cases of mutarim labo zeh bazeh. And you're coming along and saying, Rabbi Elazar, you're going against the opinion of Hillel. So bottom line, it comes out, it's a machloket between Hillel and Rabbi Elazar. So it comes again and says, Abaye sabar la kishmuel. Abaye, what was Abaye's opinion? Abaye's, no, let's just review something else. We had a machlok at Abaye and Rava in the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Now you have to know something about Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Normally the halakha follows Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. The Gemara says about Rabbi Eliezer, Mishnato Zach Venaki. His Mishnah is clear. It's right. It's proper. So therefore, Mishnato Zach Venaki. So therefore, usually we want to follow Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So the rabbis, they're going to want to make Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov fit according to the halakha. So what did Abaye say? How did Abaye learn Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov? He said mutarim to marry mamzerim. Correct. What did Abaye say? What was the first shita? Abaye wanted to say that a safek mamzer is mutar to marry a vadai. Okay? That's Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So the Gemara says, Abaye savar la kishmuel de amar halakha kehilel. Abaye is going to go like Shimon is halakha like that says what? Safek is allowed to marry a vadai. Umuki la Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov alibad el cheta. And therefore what? He made Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov according to the halakha, meaning he's congruent with Hillel. Because we don't want to ask a stira from Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov to Hillel, because we want to posek like Hillel, obviously. And we posek also like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So therefore, Abaye put him together. He put Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov aliba de Hillel. Od pam, what did Hillel say? Sefekan mutarim bevadai. Simple example, a safek mamzer, a shetuke can marry a real mamzer. Exactly the way Abaye explained Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said what? This kid over here is a safek. Right? We don't know the second child that's born. We don't know if he's a mamzer or not. So what did he say? Mutar be mamzeret. Oh, mutar be mamzeret. That means a safek mamzer is mutar be vadai mamzeret. Who's that going like? Hillel. So if Abaye interpreted to be the Eliezer ben Yaakov, must like that's a mutar b'mamzeret. Must be he holds like Shmuel that was posek like Hillel, and therefore the Eliezer ben Yaakov now is congruent with the halakha. Otherwise, you have a question. Hilketa alketa. Now let's go the other way. Rava savar la kerav. Damar halakha kerbi lazar. And the other side is Ravam that said what? That Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov was Mahmir. That he said, Safek is Asur Bevadai.
meaning a safek mamzer is asur b'mamzeret. He was posek like Rabbi Elazar, that was also safek tevadai. And if you posek Rabbi Elazar, so you make Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov according to the halakha. Therefore, Bukilat Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Arimad Hilketa, Ki Eki Delot Tekshe, Hilketa, Hilketa. So basically, all the Gemara did over there was just try to show you the Mahlok of Abayin Rabbah is based on how they interpreted the Mahlok din Rabbi Elazar and Hillel. Abaye was posek like Hillel, and therefore now he makes a bidah. Ezra ben Yaakov, Alibad Hilcheta, Halakha Kemo Hillel, that's a makes mutar bevadai. And Rava was posek like Rav, that's posek like the Bil Hazar, that's a fake is Asur, and that's why he interpreted the Ezra ben Yaakov, Alibad Hilcheta, that's a fake is Asur. That's really the source of their Mahloket. Comes Gemara continues, Amar Abaye. Mina amina la dechol sefeka l'Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov kevadai mashvile. How do I know that according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Abaye is saying, how do I know that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov holds that a sefek is a kevadai, meaning a sefek mamzer can marry a mamzeret? How do I know a sefek is like a vadai? That's the question. Abaye explains Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov like that, but how do I? Where did he get this from? The time of the bright time. The Ezra ben Yaakov Omer, Hare Sheba al Nashim Harbe. Fellow went with a lot of women. Ve'en Yodeya al Ezu Mehen Ba. He has no idea what ladies he was with. Ve'en he, Sheba al Nashim Harbe. From her standpoint, many men went with her. Ve'en Yodeat Me'ezu Mehen Kibla. He has no idea where she received from. Nimsa, what's going to happen as a result of such confusion? Av nose et bito. A father will end up marrying his daughter. Mm-hmm. Because he's not going to realize he's the father.
Right.
This lady doesn't know, this man doesn't know who he was with. And therefore, this lady could have got pregnant from this guy, and he's going to think it's from somebody else because she has no idea who the father is. And therefore, he's going to end up marrying his daughter. Means you come out problems. You could have a brother end up marrying a sister because you don't know who the father and who the mother is. So it could come confusion. And what's happening over here? The whole world will be filled with mamzerim as a result. This what does it mean that the world will be filled with zima? Now again, this is only a sefek, which means this child over here is a sefek mamzer. But what is the Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov saying? So you see that he treats a sefek mamzer as a full mamzer, and he calls them what the Torah calls them zima. Zima is really talking about a mamzer. So you see a sefek mamzer as a din of a mamzer vadai. That's where you see Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. That's where Abaye got it from. Look at Rashi. You see that? Even though it's safek, for example, this girl over here, is she vadai mamzer?
No.
We don't know if she's vadai. We don't know the status. So we don't know what the deen is over here. Which means, you tell me that the father now is going to marry this daughter. Right? If the father marries the daughter in Echinameh, that's the point. If the father marries the daughter in Echinameh, they'll be mamzerim. But we don't know if this is his daughter. So therefore, really, it's really sefek mamzerim. We don't know if the relationship, brother to sister, we don't know if it's really the brother to sister. Maybe they're strangers. So the child that's going to be born from the brother sister, who knows, maybe it's not brother sister. Therefore, it's a sefek mamzerim. And still, what does he call it? Mamzerim. So you see, that's where Abaye got it from. V'rava amadecha achi ka'amar zu mahi. Which means he understands when the Pasuk calls it Zima, Zima means Safek. Zima is like an Asher Tevot. Ze Mahi. What is this? And then when the Kanami, it's not Vadai Mamzer. It's a Safek Mamzer. And we don't consider it a regular Vadai Mamzer. It was a Safek Mamzer. That's why Rava was Posek. That what? According to the Bidah Ezra ben Yaakov, it's considered a Safek Mamzer. Therefore, Safek Mamzer is going to be Asur. Because bottom line, it is only remains a safek. Look at Rashi, zu mahi lashon safek. It's lashon of safek. So it's machlok. I don't learn Rabbi Yaakov's language as well. Is zima mamash mamzer actuality, like it says mamzerim, or zima zu mahi? And then for the word mamzer that he used really is safek mamzer. Yet Rav Kana Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer Yaakov said something even further. Which means,
All this was talking about now, till the discussion over here was that a lady went with men and the men went with ladies, Stam, and they don't know who's who. Now he's going to go even further and be Mahmir. Even in marriages, one has to be careful who he marries. Now, even though marriages, normally there's a call that goes out. When people get married, everybody knows this one is married to this one, and usually you're able to monitor the children so they don't come to problems. Still, even in cases of marriage, there's going to be some stringencies that Rabbi Ezra ben Yaakov is going to say that can lead to mamzerut. And the reason why it's yeter al kin is though, even though marriages, normally people know who's who, because marriage is the word gets out, still in certain cases you have to be mahmir. What's the case? Lo yisa adam isha bebedina zu v'yelech v'yisa isha bebedina acheret. A person should not get married to one wife in one country and then go to another country and marry another wife. Why? Shemi yizdavigu ze laze, because maybe the children are going to end up meeting each other. V'nimsa ach nose et achoto. So it's going to come out, a brother's going to end up marrying a sister. The guy got married in the east. Okay, so he has a family over there in the east. Then he goes to the west, he has another wife over there. And therefore, who knows what happened? They have children also on both sides. One day these children are going to meet, they don't even realize that they have the same father. And what's going to end up happening? A brother's going to end up marrying a sister. So therefore, even though there's a call and everything, no, person should not marry two ladies in two different parts of the world, because the children might marry each other. What's going to end up happening? Mamzerim are going to come into the world. Rav Gimel says, "Ini, what are you talking? We have a contradiction." Rav, ki ikla le dardeshir. Rav, when he used to come to the city of Dardeshir, machriz ve'amar, he used to announce and say, "Man havya liyoma, who wants to marry me for the day?" Because when he went away, he was away from his wife. So these great tzaddikim, they didn't want to be without a wife even for a day. They wanted to remain bikdusha. So therefore, he used to say, who wants to marry me for the day? And therefore, what do you see over here? That he had a wife where he was, and he took another wife in the other place. Rav Nachman, ki ikla l'shech nesiv. Rav Nachman, when he got to the place called Shech Nesiv, machriz ve'amar, man havya l'yoma. Also announced, who wants to be my wife for the day? So you see over here, they had wives in different places. So the Gemara says, Shani Rabbanan de Pakiya Shemayu. The rabbis are different because their names are famous. They go all over. Which means, the Pakiya Shemayu, the children are known by them. Because the Chemim are famous. So therefore, for example, everybody's going to know that's Rava's son. Or that's Rava's daughter. Or who are you? I'm Rava's son. I'm Rava's son. So we're not worried. Even if we'd have children in different parts of the world, since the children are to go after their famous father, so therefore you know that this is I'm the daughter of Rava. Famous people, I'm the son of Rava. You'll never come to for a brother marrying a sister. We're about regular people that their father's not so popular, famous, whatever it is. So therefore, you might come to a mistake. But these people are like the Gemara says, Pekia Shemai. The actual language over here is Shemoteim Mefursamim. Right, their names are famous, and everybody calls them Al Shemam. Everybody calls them, you know, after their father's name. The Gemara has a side question. Gemara says, "Tabu'a l'nasev v'nitpayesa siricha lishev shiv'a nikiim." We have another halakha. Once a person proposes to a lady and says that he wants to marry her, at that point over there, she has to sit 7 days. Betum'ah, and then go to the mikveh. Why? Because the proposal excites the lady, and then we're concerned that maybe she saw dam at the time of the proposal, dam himud. And therefore, how could you say they went, who wants to marry me for the day? Wait, she's tum'ah. Once already he proposes, so already the deen is, she has to wait 7 days before she go to the mikveh. Kibara says, Rabbanan shiluhayu avu mishadre umud'ilu. They would send their messengers a week before to announce it. Which means they would announce it already a week before that the rabbi is coming, whoever wants to marry him for the day, so they would have 7 days to prepare. Continues and gives another answer. V'ba'etema lirabbanan yichude be'almahu demiyahadelehu. That the rabbis, really, they weren't consummating the marriage with these ladies. All they were doing over here was making yichud with them. Which means they were just,
being with them secluded. But they weren't consummate, so we're not worried about children over here, and we're not worried about tum'ah, meaning we're not concerned over here that these ladies are going to become tameh, because they really never proposed to them.
Yeah.
They never said, "Will you marry me?" That could cause the dam nidat to come. All they did was they proposed yehud. Okay, so yehud already is not going to cause the lady to become benidut. And I'll tell you why I'm saying that. Because if the lady's benidut, so already he's not even allowed to make yehud with her. Because the whole she'ela, a person that's... they're not going to go together. She's making yehud. So I'm just answering you a question. If the ladies are nida, he would not even be allowed to make yehud with her. So I'm answering you that since when they proposed to her, they proposed only in a yehud way, so therefore they were able to come to the town on that day. They didn't have to wait to come 7 days before. They told the lady, "Who wants to make yehud with me?" "Hey, yehud means not going to cause the lady to become that nida." What would they gain by having yehud? So the Gemara says, "The amar mor eno dome mi sheyesh lo pat besalo le mi sheyesh lo pat besalo."
That's
bread in his basket, which means once already he has a potential wife that potentially could be mutar to him, so then already his yetzera is appeased. So they didn't have to go so far as marrying them. So then the Gemara's whole question was, how would you mean these rabbis had marriages, had marriages in different places? The first answer is, we're not worried about the rabbis. Their children, they go after the names of their father, and therefore they know who they are. They're not going to come to a brother and sister situation. Another answer, so we had a question, but what do you mean? What about the mikveh issue? How could they go get married to them? You have 7 days. And they sent you the im before. Or I'll come and tell you, no, that really they didn't even marry. What did they do over here? They just made yehud with these ladies. And therefore we're not worried about having even children over here. Because they didn't have children with these wives. They just made yehud. What do you gain by having yehud? What you gain by having yehud is, at least they have bread in the basket. Like we said, the yetzirah is in check. Because they know technically if they wanted, they can consummate it. And therefore they would not have a hirurim. Alright, but the question we asked was, what do you mean? If they're just making yehud, the kavra, she's a nida. She didn't wait the 7 days. So he said no, because the dad only comes when you propose for a actual marriage. She gets excited and gets the dad every 7 days. I'm telling you, here they only propose for yehud. Therefore, that wouldn't bring the nidah. Therefore, the yehud would be permissible. Right, that's one potential answer. This fourth gives another answer that says, when do we say yehud with the nidah's asud? That's only on somebody that was never married before. So somebody who was never married before, so if his wife is benida, which is before he consummated the marriage, so that person who never consummated a marriage in his life before, then we say nida is asur to him. But these rabbis, they were married, they had a wife at home. So therefore, the nida would be permissible for them to make yehud after they made a kiddushin. Others explain that really this answer is a continuation of what we just said before it. They sent the messengers 7 days before, even in this case. We're not falling off that answer. Really, they sent the messengers 7 days before, and therefore we didn't have the problem of nida. Oh, you heard the question of, the bottom line, they're having children. How could they have children in different places? I have a problem with mamzerut. No, they never had children from these people. Why? Because they only made yehud with them. So then we gave three answers, basically how to understand this Gemara. Either we're saying that there was no problem of yehud, even though they were nida, because Baban, they were married before, so there was no problem with yehud in this case. Yehud with a nida, when you get married to a lady that's nida, it's only if it's the first time you ever married. Or we can say they weren't nida, because they never proposed to them for marriage, only proposed to them for yehud. Or the third explanation is, no, they sent messages 7 days before. In Echanami, you're worried about nida, and 7 days before, the problem is, what about the children? There was no children. Why? Because it was only yehud. Comes the Gemara and continues. Tana Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer Lo Yisa Adam Ishto Vedato de Garsha. A person should not marry a lady with intentions that he knows he's going to get divorced. Why? Mishum Shneemar Al Taharosh Al De'acha Ra'ah. Which means, do not be silent. Taras Minashon Laharosh Harosh of is quiet, being quiet. Do not be silent to your friend, meaning you have a plot to do something bad and he never did anything to you. Which means here, you're marrying this lady, she thinks you're going to marry her for the long run. And what? Your intention is just to marry her and then eventually divorce her. So you're saying, don't do that. So you can say, what about these rabbis? These rabbis didn't stay married to these ladies. Who wants to get married for the day? Well, that's the explanation. They told them from the beginning. They didn't give them a false impression that they want to get married forever. They said, who wants to be married for the day? But a person doesn't do that. That's a problem. To get married with the intention to get divorced, that's already a suur based on the pasuk. Baruch Adonai le'olam.
Amen. Amen.